Astanda.
Let us pray.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuba usigcine kuze kube lolu suku lwanamhlanje.
We thank you, Lord, for keeping us till today.
Unyaka wonke.
Throughout the year.
Siyacela ukuthi ube kanye nathi manje ukhulume nathi ngezwi lakho.
Pray that you would be with us now and speak through your word.
Sebenza ngomangaliso likhazimulise igama lakho.
Work wonderfully that your name will be glorified.
Amen.
Amen.
Sekukhisimusi futhi.
It is Christmas once again.
Isikhathi siyashesha ukudlula.
Time is flying past.
Kodwa siyambonga uNkulunkulu owasigcina lonyaka. Kusukela kuKhisimusi kuze kube uKhisimusi futhi.
But we thank God who has kept us throughout this year, from the previous Christmas till this Christmas.
Siyacela ukuthi abe nathi nakulonyaka omusha.
And we pray the Lord that he would also be with us in the coming year.
Futhi kulesi sikhathi sikaKhisimusi.
And even during this time of Christmas.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Siyamdumisa ngobukhulu bakhe.
And praise him for his greatness.
Siyabonga ke ukugcinwa nguyena kuze kube lesi sikhathi.
We can only thank him for keeping us to this time.
Ukuba siphinde sikhumbule ukuza kwakhe.
That we can once again remember his coming.
Ngoba uma kade engafikanga besingenakuhlangana ngalendlela.
For if he had not come, we would never meet like this in such a way.
Siyabonga ngokufika kwakhe.
So we praise him for his coming.
Sibonga nezwi niyalikhumbula lelo kuMathewu.
We thank him for his word, you remember it in Matthew.
Ukuthi uzobanika amandla abakholwa nguyena ukuba babe ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
That he will give power to those to become children of God. It will be wonderful if you have already received that power.
Siyabonga ke ukuba kufike lesi sikhathi futhi sokuthi sikhumbule ukufika kwakhe.
So we thank and are so thankful for this time that he has arrived, that we remember his coming.
Ikhumbule okwakhulunywa ingelosi ukuthi bonke abakholwa nguyena ubanika amandla ukuba babe ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
So remember that word that says all those who believed in him, he gave the power to become children of God, royal children.
Akusiyo into encane ukuba umntwana kaNkulunkulu.
This is nothing small to become a child of God.
Kodwa ingelosi yathi laba bakholwa nguyena uzobanika amandla babe ngabantwana bakhe.
So the word that says those that believed in him, he would give the power to become his children.
Asinike amandla ukuba sibe ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
Giving us the power to become the children of God.
Ngethemba ukuthi ngiyakhumbula leyo.
I trust that you remember that.
Hayi ukuthi sibe izingane zakhe nje. Kodwa sibe ngabantwana bakhe.
Not to be mere children, but these royal children of his heavenly kingdom.
Uzosipha lawo mandla.
He will give us with that power.
Sokuphelile-ke unyaka futhi sisanda ukuba nokhisimusi manje sekuwukhisimusi futhi.
Well, this is the end of the year. We have just had Christmas, seems like it, and now it is Christmas again.
Siyahamba isikhathi siyadlula ngelikhulu ijubane.
Time is going and flying and rushing past with a great speed.
Hayike ngizothanda ukuthi ngivele ngiqale inkonzo.
So I wish to start the service here.
Ukuthi laba bamamukelayo ubanika abantwana amandla babe ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
That those who accepted him, he gives the power to become children of God.
Sazama ukuchaza ubukhulu balelo gama ukuthi sibe ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
We tried to explain the implication of that word of becoming children of God. So not that we are just mere children, but we are royal children, heirs of God, who is above all, that we are his children. So the year has passed again.
Namhlanje ngishilo ukuthi hayi inkonzo ngiyathanda ukuyithatha ukuba ngikhulume nani.
And I wished to conduct the service this morning to be able to speak to you.
Nizwile ingelosi yathi bonke abakholwa nguyena ubanika amandla babe ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
You heard of that message, that all those who accepted him, he gave them power to become children of God.
Kodwa angiboni ukuthi kuyadingeka ukuthi ngibuye ngichaze ukuthi leyo nto isho kuphi.
And I don't see the need that I should again explain to you what the implication of that is.
Ukuphiwa amandla ube umntwana kaNkulunkulu.
To be given the power to become children of God.
Angiboni ukuthi kuyadingeka ukuthi ngikuphinde lokho.
I don't think it's necessary for me to repeat that. So Christmas has come again.
Siyabonga uNkulunkulu ukuba sigcine kuso kulonyaka wonke.
So we can just thank God who has kept us throughout the year.
Angithanda ukuthi ngiphinde leyo ntshumayelo ngoba ngethemba ukuthi nakuzwa ukuthi kuchazani ukuba umntwana kaNkulunkulu.
And I wouldn't like to repeat that message which gives the implication of becoming the children of God.
Kodwa njengokuba kufika uKhisimusi ngiyathanda ukuthi ngiphinde ngikhulume futhi ngokugcinwa uNkulunkulu sibe ngabantwana bakhe kuze kube lesi sikhathi.
But as Christmas has come, I wish to speak about the keeping hand and God keeping us to this time that we as children of God have been kept.
Angiboni ukuthi sesake saba nonyaka ofana nalonyaka.
And I don't think that we have had a year as this year.
Angikhumbuli futhi uNkulunkulu esibusisa ngendlela asikusise ngayo kulonyaka.
And I don't believe that God has yet blessed us as he has blessed us during this year.
Lonyaka awufani neminye iminyaka.
This year was not like unto other years.
Yebo, usifusisile kusukela phansi.
Yes, he has blessed us from the very outset.
Uqala yona le mvuselelo.
From the time when this revival started.
Kodwa angiboni ukuthi kukhona isikhathi nonyaka ofana nalonyaka, isikhathi esifana nalesi sikhathi.
But I don't see that there was a time and a year that was as blessed as this year and in this time.
Hayi lapho kufika ukhisimusi ngathi angikwazi ukuthi ngihlale phansi, ngithanda ukuba ngize ngizonixobelela kancane ngalokhu kwenzile uNkulunkulu.
And so I didn't just want to sit down, but I wish to come to you and to tell you of God's doing and his blessings during this year.
Kusukela ekuqaleni kwe-revival kuze kube namhla, angiboni ukuthi khona isikhathi lapho uNkulunkulu esebenza njengokuba esebenza manje.
From the beginning of the revival till now, I don't believe that there is a time in which the Lord has blessed us as now.
UNkulunkulu wathi okholwa uye kuzogobhoza imfula yamanzi. Imfula egobhozayo manje asikaze siyibone kusukela phansi.
God's word says, he who believes in him, as the scripture said, out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. And the rivers that are flowing now we haven't experienced before.
Kusukela phansi.
From the outset.
Uqala kwe-revival.
From the beginning of the revival.
Kuze kube namhlanje.
Till today.
Akukaze kube khona isikhathi lapho uNkulunkulu esebenza njengokuba isebenza manje.
There has not been a time in which God has worked as he is working now.
Niyazi ukuthi angijwayelanga ukufika kulamasonto. Hayi ngenxa yokugula, kodwa ngenxa yobhizi. Ngenxa yezinto engibhizi ngayo njengamanje.
As you have not seen me a few Sundays, it wasn't just due to ill health, but I was busy. I was attending to things.
Emini nasebusuku bengibhizi ngezinto uNkulunkulu azenzayo kulesi sikhathi samanje.
Day and night I was busy and attending to those things in which God was working.
Angikhulumanga nakho ngikumemeze ngikushawude, kodwa ngiyantshela namhlanje. Kusukela phansi ekuqaleni kwe-revival nina ebenikhona, angikhulumi ngani ebeningekho, nisuke nibhede namhlanje.
I was attending to those things with which the Lord was blessing us with and doing, and from the very outset, even those who were there at the beginning, I'm not speaking about you who have just come, who maybe just flare up for the moment and then go astray.
Kukhulu uNkulunkulu akwenzayo kulezi zinsuku.
God is doing great things in these days.
Akukaze kwenzeke kusukele phansi esikhathini serivivali kuze kube namhlanje lapho uNkulunkulu esebenza njengokuba isebenza namhlanje.
Never has there been a time from the beginning of the revival that God has been working as he is doing now.
Sokwama sontwana ningangibonanga la. Hayi ngenxa yokugula kodwa ngenxa yokubhizi ngezinto uNkulunkulu azenzayo kuleli nasemhlabeni wonke jikelele.
You didn't see me for a few weeks because of being busy with those things that God was doing, not only in this country, but even across the world.
uNkulunkulu wasithembisa ukuthi eqaleni kukhulu azokwenza.
God promised us at the beginning that he will still do great things.
USathane ubeqonda ukugwinya lomhlaba, kodwa uyosebenza uNkulunkulu.
Satan was determined to swallow the earth, but God would work that he would not get it right.
Zihlobo, lalelani engikushoyo, ningalali ubuthongo manje. Uma ninento yokubhala phansi, anobhala phansi. Sukusukela phansi iqala le revival uNkulunkulu akaze asebenze njengokuba esebenza manje.
So you need not be sleepy or drowsy now. Mark this, what I say, that the Lord from the very outset has not worked as he is working now. You can even jot it down.
Ngizontshela okuncane. Kodwa kuningi nizokubona eduze nje kufezeka.
Maybe I will tell you just a small bit of it, but much you will see when it takes place.
uNkulunkulu wasithembisa izinto ekuqaleni nerivivali.
God promised us things at the beginning of the revival.
Mina bengithi kuqondene nendawo yakwamaphumulo.
I understood it to be applicable to the area of Maphumulo.
Kodwa namhlanje ngibona ukuthi aqondene nje nesigodi sakwamaphumulo, kodwa umhlaba wonke jikelele.
But today I understand that it wasn't just applicable to the Maphumulo area, but to the whole world.
uNkulunkulu besithembisa izinto, sibona uNkulunkulu esebenza nasemakhosini, naseinduneni esebenza. Bengithi kuqondene nendaba yakwamaphumulo, kodwa namhlanje ngibona ukuthi kuhlangene nomhlaba wonke jikelele.
God promised us things, and I thought it was going into fulfillment through the Ndunas and the Amakosi as God was working amongst them. But today I understand that it was applicable to the whole world.
Namhla, ngibona ukuthi hayi, bekungaqondene nje nendawo yakwamaphumulo, kodwa beqondene nomhlaba wonke jikelele.
Today I see that it was not just for the Maphumulo area, but for the whole world.
uNkulunkulu uthi keke ngilinge ngaphezu kwamandlenu.
God says he will never tempt us above our strength.
Ubekhuluma ngamakhosi, ekhuluma ngembuso, ekhumbula ngomhlaba, kodwa mina bengithi indawo yakamaphumulo nje kodwa namhlanje ngibona ukuthi ubeqondene nomhlaba wonke jikelele.
I thought the Lord was speaking about the Amakhosi kingdoms, the earth, but today I see it pertains to the whole world. I did not know that it would carry on and that the Lord would work as he does today.
I've never thought such a thing possible. I never thought that God could work in this world as he's working today. And he's never in the time of revival worked as much and as great as right now. Kushukuthi izimanga esiyibonayo emini nasebusuku namuhla zingaphezu kokucabanga nokuthandaza kwethu selokhu liqale irivivali akaze kwenzeke izinto ezenzeka njenganamuhla.
So the miracles that the Lord is performing day and night, since the beginning of the revival, God has not performed such as we are experiencing today.
His word says, the rivers of living water will break forth out of your life. But since the revival began, now listen carefully. If you haven't got ears to hear, write it down. There has never been a time where God works as he works today. The streams of living water have never flown as they run now. Kushukuthi kuyaqala nga ukuba uNkulunkulu asebenze ngendlela asebenze ngayo namuhla. Kuyezwakala lokho.
Do we understand that God has never been working as he is working now?
Uma ungenayo indlebe yokuzwa, kubhale phansi ukuze ukhumbule. Ngiyakulekelela ukuba ungasuki ubhede usho kunye.
And if you don't have ears to hear, then write it down that you will not forget it, and that will keep you from saying things that are
umbedo. Omunye wangela ukuthi uNkulunkulu akasebenzi namuhla.
Someone said God is not working today.
Umuntu osho njalo ngimnxusela kuNkulunkulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu amsize ngoba amehlo akavalekile.
A person who says that, I can only intercede to God that he would open his eyes to see.
Akaze kwenzeke sekwa bakhona leli revival ukuze uNkulunkulu asebenze njengokuba esebenza manje.
So it has never happened as it does today, as God is working from the very beginning of the revival.
Kusukela phansi ngokusindisa abantu, ngokukhulula abantu emandleni kaSathane, ngokusivezela ubukhosi bakhe ngokusigcina kwakhe.
What can I all mention from the time that he saved people, that he delivered people from the powers of Satan, and his keeping strength that has carried us through? What can I all mention to compare?
Ngizoveza okuncane nje.
I will just show you a little bit.
Ngishilo ngalezi nsuku ukuthi umkhulu umsebenzi kaJesu uma simukela yena usenze sibe ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Angithanda ukuthi ngiphinde lokho. Ngikuphinde phinde phinde uma ungaqondi kwangathi uNkulunkulu angaba nomusa kuwe.
And as I have said, what that great power is, that we become God's children, and I trust you have understood it, and I wouldn't like you to repeat, having to repeat that again.
UNkulunkulu uyasebenza ngendlela engajwayelekile. Futhi angaze selokhu ngaba khona ngafunde incwadi noma ngilalela izindaba lapho uNkulunkulu esebenze khona njengokuba esebenza namhlanje.
So I am have experienced God working above. I've never read of it in books or heard it over the news, the way in which God is working now.
Ngiyakabuka.
It is the first time. It's a new.
Bengingazi ukuthi ukhona okunje emhlabeni.
I didn't believe that something like this existed here in this earth.
Njengokuba sibona uNkulunkulu esebenza kulezi zinsuku.
As we see God working during these days.
Ekuqaleni uNkulunkulu wathi kwe revival Satan uqonde ukugwinya umhlaba kodwa yena usethuma umoya wakho ngcwele ke kaphumelele kulokho akwenzayo.
At the beginning
uqondile.
God spoke and said that the devil is determined to swallow this earth, but he has sent his spirit that he will not succeed in what he has determined.
Indlela asebenza ngayo uNkulunkulu namhlanje angikaze ngiyicabange. Bengingazi nokuthi khona into enjengaleyo nto.
So the way in which God is working today, we cannot explain. I haven't thought of it or ever thought such a thing possible.
UJesu wathi kubafundi bakhe, sekuningi engidinga ukunitshela kona, kodwa angikabi nawo amandla ukuthwala leyo nto kuze kube manje.
Jesus one day told his disciples, there are still many things that I wish want to tell you, but you do not have the strength and the power to hear it yet.
Uma nikhohlwa, ningaqondi, balani phansi ukuba nikubambe lokho nginitshela kona.
And if you do not hear, understand this, then write it down so that you will not forget that what I am telling you.
Since the beginning of the revival, there has never been a time where God worked as he's working today. You understand? And if you don't, write it down that you won't forget it and that you'll get it straight, what I'm telling you. Uyasebenza uNkulunkulu. Bekufanele ukuthi siswele imlomo, siswele nezinyawo ukuhamba, kube ngathi singandiza ngokusebenza kukaNkulunkulu ngezindlela ezahlukeneyo.
We do not have enough mouths and enough feet. We should be flying about this that God is work and how he is working in this time.
Ngesikhathi irevival iqala, bengithi uNkulunkulu ukhuluma ngesikoti sakwamaphumulo nangamakhosi akhona nangenduna zakhona nephathimandla zakhona kodwa namhlanje ngibona ukuthi bekungasiyo sikho umaphumulo kuphela kodwa umhlaba wonke jikelele.
At the beginning of the revival, I thought it just pertained to the Amakhosi and the Ndunas, the authority there in that area. But today I understand that it wasn't just meant for them, but for the whole earth.
Ekuqaleni bezenzeka izinto emakhosini omhlaba, enduneni, kuziphathimandla, kodwa namhla ngibona ukuthi bekungesiyo umaphumulo kuphela, kodwa umhlaba wonke jikelele.
At the beginning, things were happening. God was moving amongst the Ndunas, amongst the Makhosi, amongst the authorities of that time, not realizing that it was meant for the whole world and that God would work in all the world.
Ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu ngokusebenza kwakhe. Akaze sekulokhu kuqala irevival asebenze njengokuba isebenza namhlanje.
I thank God for the way in which he is working. And from the outset of the revival, God has not been working as to the extent that he is working now.
Bengithi usebenza ngamakhosi asemhla akamaphumulo, induna zakhona, iphathimandla zakhona, kodwa namhla ngibona ubeqonda umhlaba wonke jikelele.
So God at the beginning at Maphumulo was working amongst the authorities, those in power. But today I understand that God was determined to work in the whole world.
Ngiyabonga futhi ukuthi angasebenzi khona ngoba besingena kuba namandla ukuthwala leyo nto.
And I am thankful that God not only worked there, but we would have never had the strength to bear and to endure it.
Kulezi zinsuku besovakashelwa okhwini baphesheya base Europe basivakashelela bathuma abantu ukuba bakuhlele. Kodwa lapho bethuma abantu abayishumi nesihlanu, umhlaba wakithi wonakele, basuka babulala abayishumi babo, kwasala abayisihlanu nje.
Queens from Europe intended to come and visit us, and so they sent 15 people to prepare everything for them. But because of our country being
what it is,
10 of them were killed.
Kukhulu uNkulunkulu akwenzayo. Selokhu laba khona irevival akaze kwenzeke izinto ezenzeka namhlanje.
So God is doing great things. From the beginning of the revival, God has not been working as he is working today.
Ngaze ngathi hayi inkonzo yanamuhla ngiyathanda ukuthi ngithathe ngizonibikela ngokusebenza kukaNkulunkulu kulesi sikhathi samanje namuhla.
And that's why today I had the wish to come and to speak to you and to inform you of how God is at work, how He is working in this day.
Since the beginning of the revival, now listen well, God has never worked as He was, as He's working today. Never have we experienced what we are experiencing, not tomorrow, today. I've never thought it possible that there was such a thing in this world. I never have read a book about things that happened as we experience it today. Not tomorrow, today. It passeth our understanding. There's no limit to what God can do. It's marvelous. It's exceeding abundantly above what we can think, ask, or pray for. Izinto azenzayo uNkulunkulu angaze ngicabange ukuthi kube khona okunjalo lapha emhlabeni. I've never heard or read about things in the Christian church that happened as we experience it now. I tomorrow, today. It passeth my understanding. I've been here seldom in these weeks. But yesterday I said, no, today I'd like to speak a bit about what God is doing. Since the beginning of the revival, He has never done what He is doing now. It passes our understanding. And God promised us in the beginning of the revival that He'd do it. And He's doing it right now. Isimanga ukubona izinto azenzayo uNkulunkulu kulesi sikhathi samanje.
It is amazing to behold what God is doing in this time.
Siswele imlomo yokubonga uNkulunkulu.
Words fail us to praise and thank God.
Akukaze kwenzeke kusukela phansi kule revival uNkulunkulu asebenze njengokuba isebenza namhlanje.
From the beginning of the revival, God has never worked as He is working now.
Omunye wangitshela ukuthi hayi uNkulunkulu kasebenzi.
Someone told me, God is not at work.
Kube ngathi kuyehla.
It seems as if things are going downward.
Ngase ngithi kulo muntu, uNkulunkulu kaxolele. Uyimpumputa uboni.
And I told that person, may God pardon you. You are a blind. You do not see.
There's never been a time since the beginning of this revival where God has worked as He's working now amongst His children. It's unbelievable. I've never heard or read in books that God is doing what He's doing now. But He mentioned it in the beginning, that He will do things. The devil wanted to swallow this world, but God, through His Holy Spirit, will work that He won't succeed. And it's going in fulfillment right now. never was the time when things happened the way they happen today. Mark my words. If you can't remember things, please write it down. The day, the time when I told you this. That when it happens, you can repent properly. There are people who think God isn't working today anymore. We're going downhill. That's what they say in their blindness and their spiritual stupidity. And I'm telling you today, write it down. Jot it down if you can't remember things. There has never been a time where God has worked as He's working now. I've looked and read in books, church history, and I've never found a time where God, where they mention how God worked as He works today and here amongst us. It passeth our understanding. You must be blind if you can't see it. Just look around you. I don't remember a time when so many people get caught saved as now. I don't remember when as many people were set free from the occult and Satanism as now. It's marvelous to see what God is doing.
Kusukela ekaleni kwerivayiveli kuze kube namhlanje. Lapho uNkulunkulu esebenza njengokuba esebenza manje. Hayi kusasa, hayi ngonyaka ozayo, manje. Kuyamangalisa. Ngizamile ukufunda incwadi. Ngizamile ngiphenye umlando webandla likaJesu, kodwa angatholi lapho uNkulunkulu ebesebenza njengokuba esebenza manje. If you don't understand it, jot it down. I was saying, I don't remember a time since the beginning of the revival where God worked the way He's working today. And I have searched in books to see whether in church history there has been a time where things happened the way they happen today amongst us, and I haven't found them. Maybe there are, but I haven't found them in church history. Kuyisimanga, kuyisimanga, akudingi nokuthi ngikutshele, kwenele lokhu engikutshele kona. Kodwa ngithi vula amehlo akho ubuke. Angikhumbuli isikhathi lapho uNkulunkulu esebenza njengokuba esebenza manje. Kulesi sikhathi samanje.
It is so amazing, most amazing, how God is working in this time. And maybe that suffices what I tell you, that you can open your eyes and behold and be aware of it.
And write it down if you forget, that you remember every word that I've told you. And see within a few months whether it's gone into fulfillment or not. I've never expected such a thing. I've never known or heard that God was working in such a way as He's working now amongst us. Kusho ukuthi kuyamangalisa. Ongaboni uyimpumputhe. Akacele kuNkulunkulu umuthi wamehla bone. Abantu abegqilazwe uSathane nemimoya emibi, indlela bekhululeka ngayo, indlela besizakala ngayo, kuyamangalisa. Ngithanda ukufundisa incwadi ukuthi emlandweni webandla likaKristu kwake kwenzeke yini into eyenzeka khona manje, kodwa ngakayitholi. Yikho ngathi ngithanda ukuza namhlanje ngizokhuluma nani, nginibikele ukuthi uyasebenza uNkulunkulu ngaphezu kokucela nokucabanga kwethu. Noma nginganivezeli ukuthi kuyikuphi nokuphi, uJesu wathi kusekuningi engithanda ukunitshela kona, kodwa kabi nalo amandla ukuthwala lento. Kodwa lalelani lento. Uma ningakwazi ukubamba into ngengqondo, balani phansi engintshele kona, ukuthi lapho kufezeka nibone ukuthi nakho-ke sokufezekile.
So I wished to come today and to tell you of the wondrous working of the Lord, that you can have even your eyes, if you don't see it, that you ask that the Lord will anoint your eyes to see it, and that you even write it down. If you tend to forget these things, that you write it down, that you can witness them coming into fulfillment. I don't want to mention or go into all the detail, but I say open your eyes that you can behold God's working and His doing in these days.
Angaze ngikholwe, angaze ngizwe, angaze ngifunde ngezimanga ezenzeke emlandweni weBhayibheli wamaKristu. Ngezinto ezenzekayo njengokuba zenzeka namhlanje.
And I have not read or seen or heard of things even in church history of things that are happening today.
Lapho kwenzekala revival uNkulunkulu esithembisa, bengithi kuyinto eqondene nje nesigodi namakhosi akamaphumulo nenduna zakhona, kodwa namhlanje ngibona ukuthi uNkulunkulu bekhuluma ngomhlaba wonke jikelele.
So at the beginning when God spoke and revealed what He was determined to do and how He would work through His Holy Spirit, I thought it was pertaining to the Mapumulo area amongst the authorities there. But today, I see God was determined to work in the whole earth.
I never dreamt of it, that there was such a thing possible in this world. the way God is working right now. Isimanga angaze khombe ukuthi ngenzeka kodwa namhla kuyafezeka kuyenzeka.
So those things are today going into fulfillment.
Kuningi engalandisa kona. IBhayibheli lithi sekuningi engantshela kona kodwa ngabi namandla ukuthwala. Ungabi ukuba ngithathe amaparela ngiwaphose ezinjeni naseyingulubeni.
So there's much that I could tell you, but there's a verse in the Bible where Jesus told his disciples that you do not have the strength now to hear it. So I wouldn't like to take the pearls and just cast them before the swine, before the pigs.
Kusho ukuthi onendlebe yokuzwa akezwe.
So he who has an ear to hear, let him hear.
Uma ungenayo indlebe, bhala phansi encwadini ukuthi ngasho ukuthi nokuthi.
And if you have got no ear to hear, then write it down what I told you.
Nibone ukuthi kuzofezeka yini noma cha.
And see whether it will come into fulfillment or not.
Kodwa lokhu uNkulunkulu asithembise kona ekuqaleni kuyafezeka namhlanje.
But that what God promised us at the beginning, we see it going into fulfillment now.
Izinto uNkulunkulu asithembise kona ekuqaleni kwe-revival ziyafezeka eyiningi zifezeka namhlanje.
Those things that God promised us, of which he spoke, we see it coming into fruition, into fulfillment now.
Ngeke ngikutshele ukuthi yini. Angithanda ukuthi ngiphose amaparele ezinjeni naseyingulubeni.
And I will not tell you what it is. I wouldn't just like to throw the pearls to the dogs or to the pigs.
Kodwa aneliswa yilokhu. Akukaze kwenzeke ukuthi uNkulunkulu asebenze kule revival njengokuba esebenza namuhla.
But be satisfied by this. God has never worked in this revival as he is working today.
Ngishilo kwabanye abantu, ngifundile encwadini ukuthi kwake kwenzeka yini into enje emhlabeni phakathi kwabantwana bakaNkulunkulu kodwa ngikutholanga.
And I've told others, has God ever worked like this in the church history? I have never heard of it or read of it.
You may ask, what is it? I won't tell you. You should have eyes to see. Just look around and see what is happening. Maybe your eyes will open. Maybe. Some say, we don't see. There are even some that say the revival is going down. You can't say such a thing if you are not blind. Listen to what I say. You can even write it down that you won't forget it. Never in the time of the revival have things happened as they happen today. And where God has worked as he works today, you must be blind not to see it. Or there must be sin in your life that you can't see. And it would be good if you'd confess that sin as soon as possible and make right with God that your sin won't hinder God working in your life. Isimanga izinto azenzayo uNkulunkulu. Ngingantshela zona. I could tell you this. But the Lord, the word of God says, I don't want to throw the pearls before the swine. But God in heaven knows that I'm telling you the truth, and jot it down, or take the notes of the service. But I'm just sorry if you don't repent. Making such statements shows that there is sin in your life that has blinded you, that you can't see what God is doing. Just look around. Look at what is happening here at Kwasizabantu. The buildings that have been built, the people that repent, people that were slaves of Satanism, how God sets them free. Never before have such things happened. I could tell you many things now, but the Bible says we shouldn't throw the pearls before the swine. Maybe you say, do I call you a swine? If you are blind and you don't see what God is doing, it's not me. It's the word of God that calls you that. And we know what the Bible says about pigs and dogs. Those are people that allow sin in their lives. They don't make it right, and that sin has blinded them. I don't want to tell you things that are about to happen right now or tomorrow, but let it suffice that I've told you, and I hope that because of that, you will repent of the sin in your life, that God works and you are blind to it. Maybe you even stand in the way of it. When today came, I said, I'm not going to stay at home. I want to tell you that news. God is at work. He's never worked in this revival as he works today. I've read books, studied church history, but I haven't found a place where God works, where things happened as they happen today, that I see God working in such a way. Mark these words and don't be blinded by your own sin and think nothing happens. Kushukuti nibusisiwe uma ninamehlo ukubona. Uma ningaboni, nifanele ukudabukelwa. Kodwa kukhulu uNkulunkulu akwenzayo, kukhulu uNkulunkulu akusebenzayo kulesi sikhathi samanje.
Blessed are you if you have eyes to see, and you need to be pitied if you do not see. Great are the things that God is doing in this time today.
I can repeat it in English. I don't know a time where the streams of living water are flowing out of this revival as today. I don't know of a time where God works as He's working today. If you can't see it, I can just say, repent of your sin that has blinded you, that you can't see and can't feel it. Kuyisimanga indlela asebenza ngayo uNkulunkulu njengokuba esebenza manje. Kusukela phansi revivali akaze kwenzeke okwenzekayo manje. I could tell you in different times, in different departments, but the Lord said we shouldn't take the pearls and throw them before the swine. But I'm pleading with you, what has made you a swine? Is there sin in your life? Some people live with sin for years. They'll tell you about things that happened 20, 30 years ago, and they haven't repented to this day. And I plead with you that you repent today. I've read books. I've seen things. Church history. I've never come across something like this. And I've told people, I don't know whether such a thing has ever happened in church history. But I plead with you, repent of the sin in your life, because that blinds you, that you can't see. Isimanga indlela asebenze ngayo uNkulunkulu. Isikhathi sesihambile.
Time has passed.
I'll have to stop because of the time. But I don't want to chew the cud again and repeat what I've told you. But make a note of it, of what I have told you, and don't forget it. I don't know of a time where God has worked the way He works today. I needn't even tell you, open your eyes and look around you. But if there is sin in your own life, sin blinds you that you don't see it, and you are blind to it. Balan phansi ninenkohlwayo, make a note of it, that you can jot it down and check it in the following weeks and months, whether that what I've told you is true or not. But I don't know of a time where God works and has worked as He works today. Since the beginning of the revival, if you don't see it, I just say and plead with you, repent. There must be some sin in your life that you are not conscious of it. You need just to look around and see what is happening. Ngibona ngathi isikhathi sihambile. Kwenele lokho engishilo. Angazi khumbule uNkulunkulu esebenza njengokuba esebenza manje futhi angaze ngizwe noma ngifundi incwadi ngezinto ezenzeka emhlabeni njengalokho kwenzekayo namhlanje uma wena ungakuboni hlolisisa ukuthi sono sini esivala amehlo akho ukuze ungaboni abanye bathi irevival liyaphela alipheli akaze kwenzeke izimanga ezenzeka namhlanje kodwa wena ngithi kuwe hlolisisa inhliziyo yakho kukhona isono esikhonka inhliziyo yakho ukuze ungaboni ungaqondi
you can examine your heart and see whether there isn't a sin that causes your heart to be hardened and in that state you cannot see and perceive those things that God is doing
maybe there are things in your life for 20 30 40 years hardening your heart making you blind that you don't see a blind person can be amongst people that see where it's not dark and yet they don't see because of their blindness I plead with you that you come to God and ask Him to cleanse your life. This sin that blinds you and makes you sin, that you repent of it and turn to God. In closing, I don't know of a time where God has worked as He's working today. I don't know a time where the rivers of living water are flowing in such a way as they do today. If you don't see it, ask yourself and pray, God, examine my heart. There must be something in my life not right. Maybe for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, the sin has been in your life and you've never made it right. You never repented of it. So in closing, I'd like to tell you once again, I don't know of a time where God has worked in this revival as He works today. I haven't read in a book. I haven't heard anybody telling me of things that happened in the world as they happen today. You can pray, ask God to open your eyes. Ask Him whether I'm telling you the truth or whether I'm lying. Angikhumbuli isikhathi lapho uNkulunkulu esebenza njengokuba isebenza namhlanje. Where so many are repenting, where so many Satanists get saved, where so many that have lived and are living in the occult turn to God, is now. Since the beginning of the revival, such a thing has never happened before. Make a note of it that you don't forget it. I hope that you understand. And may God grant, if you don't see it, that He'll open your eyes and make you see and reveal to you what causes the blindness that for so many years, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, you can live with sin in your life, that God can be in your midst and work and you don't notice it. I'll stop now because it's close to 12:30. 12:22. Praise God that He came. It's Christmas. And it's because of Christmas that we can experience these things. It's because of Christmas that those that are bound with chains of hell are set free. And He can set you free as well. Shall we pray? Thank you, Lord, that you are in our midst.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuthi uphakathi kwethu.
That you are working in a way you've never worked before.
Ukuthi usebenza ngendlela awukazi usebenza ngayo ngaphambili.
And we pray, don't stop. Carry on working.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi ungami kodwa uqhubeke usebenze.
We thank you for all those that are repenting, all those that are saved, all those that turn to you from darkness to light.
Siyabonga ngabo bonke abaphendukayo, bonke abashiya umnyama beze khanyeni.
We pray, God, work in a way that passes our understanding. To your glory we ask it.
Sicela Nkosi ukuthi usebenze ngaphezulu nokucela ngokucabanga kwethu kuze kube udumo egameni lakho.
Amen.
Amen.
I hope that you made a note of it. If you didn't do in a booklet, then here in your mind.
Ngethemba ukuthi
that shortly you'll say, oh, is this what he told us? Is this what he spoke about?
Yathemba ukuthi uyibambisisile lento ukuze eduze uma ukukhona okubonayo amehlo akho ayokhumbula ayobona ukuthi oh kusho ukuthi kwaba yileyo nto eyakhulunywayo.
I could tell you the things, but Jesus says there are many things I've still got to tell you, but the time hasn't come.
Ngoba ngingakutshela izinto kodwa uJesu waka wabatshena abafundi bakho kuningi engangitshena khona.
And I wouldn't like to take the pearls and throw them before the swine. You may say, oh, do you call me a swine? Yes, I do so. If there's sin in your life that blinds you, that you can't repent.
Ngeke ukwazi ukubona uma kunesono, uma kunesono empilweni yakho.
What I've never seen, never heard since the revival began happens today. And I want to thank God today at Christmas Day that He came and to work in a way He's working.
Namhlanje ngithanda ukumbonga uNkulunkulu kusuku lika Christmas. Ngiyambonga ukuthi ngokufika kwakhe konke lokhu imsebenzi yakhe iyafezeka.
I praise God for what He's doing. Not only what He's done in the past or what He's doing in the future, what He's doing right now.
Ngiyabonga uNkulunkulu ngakakwenzayo kungesikho lokho nje owakwenzayo kulesi sikhathi esadlule.
If you don't see it, that He'll grant you repentance, that you confess that in your life that blinds you.
Noma kulezi zinto sazokwenzeka kodwa kuloko uNkulunkulu akakwenzayo manje kwangathi uNkulunkulu angakunika ukuphenduka ukuze uphenduke kulezo zinto ezidala ubumpuputhe bakho.
I'm sorry that I'm stopping now. It's just about 12:30.
Sengidinga ukuma
manje. The time has passed.
Isikhathi sesidlulile.
But in closing, I have never experienced God working in a way He's working today since the beginning of the revival.
Kodwa ngokuvala ngithi angaze ngihlangana nemsebenzi kaNkulunkulu ngendlela akasebenza ngayo namuhla sukela phansi isiqalo se-revival.
I've never seen the streams gushing in the way they do as they do today.
Angaze ngibone amanzi egobhoza ngendlela egobhoza ngawo namuhla.
So I praise God. This day, Christmas Day, that because of His coming, that's why such a thing is possible.
Sengiyambonga ke ngimdumisa uNkulunkulu ukuthi ngalolu suku ulusuku lika Christmas ukuthi ufike ukuze konke lokho kwenzeke.
Asithandaz.
Let us pray.
Siyabonga Nkosi indlela osebenza ngayo.
We can only thank you, Lord, for the way in which you are working.
Siyabonga ukuba ufike emhlabeni ngoba ukuze kube nje kukenxa yokufika kwakho.
Your coming to this world, Lord, has resulted that all this can happen.
Ungayeki qhubeka usebenze Nkosi ngomangaliso.
Please continue working in amazing ways.
Indaba yakho iqhubeke ngaphezu kokucela nokucabanga kwethu.
That your matter will continue above our asking and thinking.
Amen.